In unconditional love, peace and justice are at home. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. In unconditional love, peace and justice are at home. What does it mean, unconditional love? In unconditional love, peace and justice are at home. We live in a world of diversity, a world of separateness, a world of many philosophies, many teachings, many colors, many races, many political directions, governments that are democratic, that are dictatorial, that have all sorts of backgrounds to them. We live in a society where all these intermix and intermingle one with the other. Very interesting, very interesting. You see, there is a great problem in Nigeria. And the problem in Nigeria was that the people were frightened that the World Health Organization and other organizations were against Islamic training and Islamic teaching, and that they were going to put poison in the shots that were given to the children for polio and for other things, and the Islamic people did not want to give those shots to their children in Nigeria and other areas in Africa, and this was true of the non-Islamic people. They were all afraid of it. And so curbing AIDS, curbing polio, curbing childhood diseases, they're all rampages right now because they're not getting the shots that they had been getting, which could have wiped them out very easily in a very short time, in fact, in this year. Well, you see, when you do things in unconditional love, there's never a doubt. Peace and justice always reign. There's never a doubt. But when organizations do things not in unconditional love, then there's doubt. Why is it that the Islams were frightened of the drugs that were being given by the World Health Organization? Because they knew they had the the ability to have terrorism as part of their way of handling problems. And so they thought, surely the rest of the world has terrorism in handling their problems too. And is this so? Is it so? It could be, when that's done with limited love, or with love with strings on it. But with unconditional love, it would never be the case. Now, how do we know when unconditional love is being given? You don't. How do you know when peace and justice reign? You don't. What happens is it just rains. How do you know when you're unconditionally loved by someone? You don't, but you do feel good. You see, the nations of the world always say, I know that nobody else in this world will treat me except how I treat myself, or how I would treat them. And you see, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. What a beautiful statement that covers it all. And the Islams, with their terrorism, felt that they would, that the rest of the world would come back at them with terrorism, you know. And that's not the truth. You cannot have tit for tat. You cannot have a slap for slap. You cannot have an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's Old Testament teaching. But that's Islamic teaching too. And that's many other teachings. It's unfortunate, very unfortunate. With unconditional love, there's none of that sort of stuff. With unconditional love, you walk into a room where a person is a person of unconditional love, and instantly you feel peace in that room. Instantly you feel joy and harmony. Now, if I ever learned to unconditionally love all of my monks here in the monastery, They would feel it at all times. They would never feel aggression toward me. They would never feel that I'm doing something wrong. They would never feel that I don't understand, that I've got my head in my foot, you know. And they would never have that feeling. But they do have that feeling because they tend to be intellectual. And when you're so intellectual, unconditional love can walk right past you and surround you, and you don't even know it, because you will not accept it. It's done unto you according to your belief. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. All of these simple statements are very positive, very, very demanding. And so if one of you were to speak badly about me, you would say, well, everybody's speaking badly about you. And it's not everybody, it's the one. And if one of you speaks kindly of anyone in your world who's doing bad to you, hey, they'll say, boy, are they a wimp, you know? Are they somebody who can be pushed around? Or they'll say, wow, do they have a great deal of patience, a great deal of love, a great deal of ability to not be touched, you know? That's a very important thing. All we can do in this life is to go around being who we are and having fun. Now, if who you are is unconditional love, wow, what you will do to the life of your world and what you'll do to your world, unbelievable. But if you're not unconditional love, it comes back. If you are hate in your heart, and outwardly you look just like a pretty butterfly, but in your heart you're hate, it comes back to you. It comes back to you. There are butterflies that have hate in their heart and that have love in their heart. How do you know? I know these things, you know. There are butterflies that have hate in their heart and love in their heart. Now, we walked up the staircase here the other day, and there was a great big monarch butterfly fluttering there, and we wouldn't hit that butterfly for nothing, and he knew it. And we looked down at it and talked to it. Remember, Ellen?
Yeah.
And he just then flew away, perfectly happy. Now, why is it that other butterflies get frightened and try to take off real fast and in the process hurt their wing and then they can't go anywhere? Because they have anger inside of them. Because they have fright. The monarch butterfly had no fright in him. Now, some monarchs do. Some monarch butterflies do have fright in them. As you can watch a group of butterflies and you see what they do, you say, well, Herb, why are you talking about butterflies? Well, the thing is, you would never think of them having hate in their heart. But a butterfly who has anger in his heart has problems. A butterfly who has love in his heart, unconditional love especially, he just flutters around and does amazing things. I was in the bathroom and I saw one of my dive bomber mosquitoes in there, who is not really a mosquito. I don't know what he is, but he's a monstrous thing. And I reached over to clobber him, you know, and he didn't choose to be clobbered. And so as soon as I took my hand away, he flew away. Now, he should have been down. His skinny little body, his fragile wings and everything that I touched, he just dusted them off. He's untouchable. Now, that's the kind of person we should be, an unconditionally loving person who's untouchable. Now, I take a flea off of Rex here. Occasionally I'll see one, and I'll take the comb and take it off. And when I take it off, I'll put it on the table, and I'll say, yes, yes. I'll say, I cannot leave him run around. So I take my fingernail and compress it on the flea, and he walks away. And then I take the tip of my fingernail and slice him in half, and then he's gone. But he is so capable of handling everything for himself. Now, you see, if he hadn't come out when I was looking, he would never have gotten caught. But no, they got to come out and be nosy. That's what happens when you stick your nose in other people's business. When the flea sticks his nose where it should be, he isn't caught. And what does he do? He gets a wonderful dinner, doesn't he? So, think of it. These creatures, they're just like us. They deal with the same emotions we do, not for the same purpose that we do, but love is love and hate is hate, regardless of for what its reason is, you know. And unconditional love is unconditional love. And there are some some birds that will take on a foreign bird in their nest. Like some birds don't want to sit on their nests, and so they lay their eggs in another bird's nest, and the other bird raises their kids. I mean, they're cool.
Yeah.
But how did they get away with it? Well, the other birds, and it's always the same type of bird, they lay their nest in their eggs in their nest, because that's a bird that is very unconditionally loving and raises everything, like the ugly duckling, remember? And when we raise everything, now surely the duckling, the duck looked at her ducklings and knew that one wasn't her duckling, or at least it's a very strange duckling, you know. Because she's looked around and seen other swans, and she knew what a swan looked like, but this was a little swan who wasn't yet developed into a big one. And so, but her nature is loving, her nature is caring, like cows, that you can teach them to take care of baby calves that have not been handled by their mama, or their mama dies or something, you know. So, in this world, and you would call that unconditional love, in this world is unconditional love expressed by many, many beings, many, many people, many, many circumstances, and there justice and peace always dwell. Because the peace is where all is in harmony, and justice is where whatever is right for all it concerned. This is something we'd all like to do and work with a little more. We'd all like to realize that in unconditional love, peace and justice are at home. And we'd like to have peace and justice at home in our lives. But I don't really care about peace and justice. I just care about unconditional love. And if I'm unconditional love, all those things are there. More than just peace and justice. But those are good too. But don't limit yourself. Just open yourself to the concept of unconditional love and realize how much unconditional love you have and how much you share. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you,
I love you. I love you.